Hi there. The word for today is be a peacemaker. In the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, verse 9, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers. Now, when you're a peace lover, it generally means you're looking out for your own interests. But when you're a peacemaker, you're putting yourself on the line to help others. Making peace isn't easy. Never has been. When you decide to seek the middle ground, you discover the old adage, he who stands in the middle of the road gets hit by both sides. Let's be honest. Sometimes it's easier to live with the apprehension and animosity than the threat of change that comes through working for reconciliation. Romans 12, verse 18, Paul says, as much as lieth within you, live peaceably with all men. That means you must learn to speak and interact with people who think differently than you do. It doesn't mean you have to change your views or your message, but sometimes it means you have to change your approach. Peacemaking means being willing to engage in a real dialogue with two people, rather than sound bites by only one. Risking rejection isn't easy for anybody. None of us. That's why the power of peacemaking is so crucial to conflict resolution. It's too lofty a goal to expect that all our differences will homogenize into one big melting pot. A realistic goal is a salad, a combined mixture of ingredients, with each retaining its unique flavor and texture. True peacemaking begins not in the head, but in the heart. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8, love never fails. Everything else does. Love doesn't. When people feel loved and understood, they tend to take down their barriers and begin to connect with one another. And when that happens, not only is the issue resolved, but healing takes place in hearts and minds. And that's why Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And that is the word for you today.